It's 10 and 11 after 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. Time for, as always, Raising the Standard with the good people at the Boss Services. It's Jeff and Jerry Street, and I think with a special guest today as we look to answer home maintenance questions along the way here in your heating and cooling and duct cleaning and air purification realms, and also in plumbing and electrical and bathroom upgrades. We just cover it all at one point or another. Jeff and Jerry Street are the owners and operators at Boss Services, and we are here today to talk about those services. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Yeah, you guys were looking around to see who I was talking to, weren't you?
Yeah, well, there was a guy that was walking by. He looked like he might have been a gentleman, but no, it wasn't him.
It wasn't him. All right. Now, I understand that we have a special guest with us this morning. Is that fair?
Yeah, we do. We have Brandon with us today.
Yeah. A guy that I have met and honestly have come to, well, know. I've just come to know him. Let's start there. Brandon, we've kind of been having a little fun at your expense over the last couple of weeks. You may or may not have heard about that. And I guess you're here to either set the record straight or at least defend yourself, right?
Yeah, I heard a little bit about it and what's been going on.
Yeah, all right.
All good things.
Yeah, since you're a neophyte to this particular process, let me remind you that this is live. There's no delay. Please don't swear. Please.
Okay.
Please don't swear. Okay, thank you. Brandon was the Boss Services representative that came out to my house as we got to the point where after 30 years or so, came to the realization it was about time for a new heating and air conditioning system. And Brandon, you were kind enough to come out and give me the lowdown. And walk me through the process there. What was it that you were looking for when you came out? And what did you find? And just kind of a summary of that whole process there.
Well, I've seen your equipment was 30 years old and not working no more, so I gave you a few different options based on efficiency and explained to you a little bit about all the differences and all that stuff. And we came to an agreement on what you liked, and we're installing it right now. So
yeah, you guys are installing it right now. Now, from my perspective, I will share with how this thing shook out from the consumer's end of it. I'll play the part of the consumer here. Is that all right? I'm a Consumer Reports guy. I read them for a lot of purchases. They haven't steered me wrong in the past. Your particular brand there was right at the top of the list, and that's why. I had four other guys come out. I don't know whether you knew that or not, but I do that too. I try to get as much input into a situation like this as I can. And I will tell you the amount or the variation in attention to detail and customer service ran the gamut in those five. And Jeff and Jerry, I think you guys will be happy to know that Brandon was at the upper end of that scale. So. Hooray!
Hey, Jim, we already knew that, but thanks. I appreciate it.
No, I'm being very serious. I had guys that were very thorough in assessing the situation. Brandon was certainly one of those guys that I had guys at the other end that just kind of went, it looks like you need a furnace. Here's what it's going to cost. I may or may not get back to you. And in fact, one never did. Well, not never. I had to call and follow up to get the estimate. Now, there were some mitigating circumstances, which are not really relevant here. And then in another one, I didn't get to. I honestly got the call back like a couple of days ago. This is well after I've made the decision. So you guys were right up there. And most importantly, Brandon was upfront and understandable and not getting real technical, but explained to me, what needed to be done with my system. And then we came to terms on how it was going to work and so on and so forth. And yeah, the guys were out yesterday. Who's the crew that you have out there, Brandon? Jeremy and who?
It was Austin, Steve Austin, and Jeremy.
Yep. Right. The bionic installer, right. Yeah. That's I thought about, yeah, Steve. That looks just like Steve Austin.
Jim, you're not showing your age there, but most people, when you say Steve Austin, the younger crowd think of like Stone Cold Steve Austin, and you instantly went to Bionic Man.
So I guess I am showing my age, right? Yeah. Well, now that I think about it, neither one of those guys really comes to mind when I. No, but the good part is they came out. They were already halfway into the install by the time I got home yesterday. But two really great factors about your install crew. First, they were both wearing pants. I consider that I consider that a great plus. And on top of that, Austin was he called me sir repeatedly without any prompting from me.
So, I didn't
demand it. He didn't seem to care who I was or what I was about, but he kept calling me sir. So, but on top of that, the impressive thing to me was that they were asking questions. Again, by the time I got there, they had run up against something. Brandon, you and I had talked about some issues with venting clean air return. I forget exactly what it was, but we had talked about that.
Fresh air.
Fresh air. Thank you. And then these guys had some questions about it. They had already contacted you about that before I got home, and then we discussed it. And everything was cool, and they weren't afraid to ask questions and make sure that I understood what the process was. And like I said, they had the furnace up and running in time to actually, I think it kicked on last night because it was chilly enough. So
good.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Jim, I'm glad you bring that up because we talk a lot about educating the customer. Like, that is a key point. Like, if you're not comfortable with the process,
mm-hmm.
And I don't mean you're not going to be educated to the point where you can do this yourself next time, unless you want to be.
I don't.
But yeah, I mean, we're all about just that process and keeping the homeowner involved. And it's just such a better job when you have that clear lines of communication rather than just, two guys in the basement that don't say any words.
Right. We did get into a discussion. He was talking about flushing something out with nitrogen, and I think he could tell by the look on my face, what the hell are you talking about?
And just do your job, Steve.
I think I may have even asked him, and he did. He explained it so that, just a yokel like myself could understand what he was talking about, and then we went from there. So, the install has been going great. The furnace went in yesterday. The AC unit goes in today. They're expecting maybe about a half a day's work there. So, you got yourself a good crew. And I know you've been talking up the crew. And, you guys are always recruiting and looking for the best that you can find. And seems to me like, at least with the guys that I've been associated with, Brandon and Jeremy and Austin, you guys have hit the jackpot with these guys. So kudos to yous.
Thanks. Well, thanks, Jim. That's all good stuff. And I'm glad to understand the expectation of a half a day today. I'll watch that time card real close. And,
I
appreciate that.
I just ran
you
it
might
out.
Be able to use that air conditioner this weekend.
Yeah. I just ran it out those guys, didn't I? Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention was, and I'm the timing on this was perfect. I got your little service agreement packet in the mail just the other day too.
Yeah.
With the coupons and the explanation. Go through that for our listeners as to what that entails. It explains what you get for service, and there's coupons in there. That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, that's our Total Home Care Club, our membership program. Basically, it gives you 10% discount on repairs. Not that you're going to need that because you're getting an amazing system put in today. But on your plumbing side, though, that will give you 10% on plumbing repairs also. What else? A book of coupons. I don't know how much coupons are in there. It's a lot.
I don't remember, but there's
coupons. Feel free to call us, but not use them. That's fine, too.
There's coupons for referrals in there, too? Or is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think there's a couple in there. You can give them to friends or family, and they can use the they can use that coupon for a discount on their services. Okay. But yeah, I mean, it's waiving your membership fees. I think we talked about this before. There's so much to the program, and I don't remember everything, but it's definitely an amazing program.
Yeah, and it's all part of the, like I said, the whole picture here, which is the initial visit and assessment by Brandon, and then this follow-up with the crew and their communication with you, and then the continuing follow-up with the maintenance plan beyond that. So with something as important to the home and quite honestly, as expensive as it is, you feel a lot better about writing that check when you get this kind of attention.
Yeah, it's all about making everybody feel like they're the only customer. Like, you're the priority for us every time you call.
And that is a good thing. So, we certainly appreciate that. Brandon, is there anything on the record that you needed to correct as far as what we've said about you over the past several weeks that might have been an exaggeration or just an outright lie that you need to set the record straight?
Well, I'm not sure. I don't really know what all was said yet.
He's okay at golf. He's not as bad as we said.
No, I'm horrible. I'm done for the year.
I'm going out this afternoon, so how about that?
Huh? I might take the rest of the day off.
All right, well, maybe you can clarify one thing here. I did ask Jeff and Jerry at one time in those testimonials that you did for the commercial campaign. You sounded surprised, if not shocked, that they showed up at your wedding, and I asked them if maybe they crashed the event, but they said no, that they were actually invited. Was that out of obligation, or did you really want them there?
Obligation. No, I wanted him there. I appreciated him coming. It was good. Good time.
That is the correct answer.
Good news. Brandon still has a job.
At least as of the 9th of October. All right, gentlemen. Well, hey, I appreciate everything you've done for me thus far, and certainly what you do for your other customers. Top to bottom, it's top-notch service. Good crew, good people, raising the standard, Boss Services. Jeff and Jerry Street and our friend Brandon, and then, of course, Jeremy and Austin out on the job here this morning. We thank all of you and trust that you will have a good weekend, and we'll catch up again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, Jim.
All right.
Thanks,
Jim. Have a good one.
See you.